The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen took to Twitter to vehemently deny the accusation that there's a policy that separates children from their parents. She tweeted, it was actually late last night, "We do not have a policy of separating families at the border, period. For those seeking asylum at ports of entry, we have continued the policy from previous administrations and will only separate if the child is in danger, there is no custodial relationship between family members, or if the adult has broken the law." And she emphasized that families who seek asylum are not breaking the law. She says, as I've said many times before, if you're seeking asylum for your family, there's no reason to break the law and illegally cross between ports of entry. Now, again, this all stems from this zero tolerance policy that announced by Jeff Sessions in April results in violators being met with the full prosecutorial powers of the Department of Justice. But I want you to hear this column. It's very, very important. And we'll move on. We got lots of stuff to cover today. It's a busy day. It's a Monday. Winter busy days around here. Days that end in Y. That's what's busy around here. But Rich Lowry writes of the definitive piece on this. We've posted it at MikeOnline.com if you want to see it in its entirety. I mean, he says, as usual, the outrage obscures more than it illuminates. So it's worth walking through what's happening. For the longest time, illegal immigration was driven by single males from Mexico. Over the last decade, the flow has shifted to women, children, and family units from Central America. This poses challenges we haven't confronted before. These are very big challenges. The Trump administration isn't changing the rules that pertain to separating an adult from a child. Those remain the same. Separation happens only if officials find that the adult is falsely claiming to be the child's parent, or is a threat to the child, or is put into criminal proceedings, as Kirstjen Nielsen tweeted last night. And it's the last thing that is operative here. The past practice had been to give a free pass to an adult who is part of a family unit. The new Trump policy is to prosecute all adults. The idea is to send a signal that we're serious about our laws and to create a deterrent against reentry. When a migrant is prosecuted, he or she is taken into custody by the marshals. In no circumstance anywhere in the U.S. do the marshals care for the children of people they take into custody. The child's taken into the custody of HHS, who cares for them at temporary shelters. The criminal proceedings are exceptionally short, assuming there's no aggravating factor such as prior illegal entity or another crime. The migrants generally plead guilty. They're then sentenced to time served, typically all in one day. After this, they're returned to the custody of ICE. The adult then wants to go home. It's relatively simple. The adult should be reunited quickly with his or her child or children. The family returns home as a unit. Now, where this becomes more of an issue is if the adult files an asylum claim. In that scenario, the adults are almost certainly going to be detained longer than the government is allowed to hold the children. That's because of something called the Flores Consent Decree from 1997. It says that unaccompanied children can be held only 20 days. A ruling by the Ninth Circuit extended the 20-day limit to children who come as part of family units. So even if we want to hold a family unit together, we're forbidden from doing so. So you got the choice of either releasing the adults and children together into the United States If the adult is held, HHS places the child with a responsible party in the U.S., ideally a relative. Even if Flores didn't exist, the government would be very constrained in how many family units it can accommodate. ICE has about 3,000 family spaces in the shelters. So, he says, a couple points about this. Family units can go home quickly, together. That's an option that both honors our laws and keeps family units together. A swift return home after they're prosecuted. Two, there's a better way to claim asylum. Goes through the whole merit of that. Three, there's a significant moral cost to not enforcing the border. Very important point that the liberals and the Democrats and the open border advocates never acknowledge. There is a significant moral cost to not enforcing the border. Needless to say, children should not be making this journey that is fraught with peril. And finally, the most important part of all, he says Congress can fix it. Congress can change the rules so the Flores consent decree will no longer apply, and it can appropriate more money for family shelters at the border. This is an obvious thing to do that would eliminate the tension between enforcing our laws and keeping family units together. The Trump administration is throwing as many resources as it can at the border to expedite the process. It desperately wants the Flores consent decree reversed, despite some mixed messages, he says. If the administration had its druthers, family units would be kept together and their cases settled quickly. The missing piece here is Congress. Congress. But little outrage will be directed at it, and probably nothing will be done. And so, he concludes, our perverse system will remain in place, and the crisis at the border will rumble on. We have the entire column posted for your review at MikeOnline.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to TownHallReview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's TownHall.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.